But I do want to transition, switch gears here a little bit. Before we get to the sermon part, and you can actually begin turning in your Bibles to Exodus 25. You see there on the screen, Exodus 25. I did want to mention the three things at the end of our video that we told you can do to get involved in our ministry. The first is pray for us, and we'd appreciate it if you would take one of our prayer cards out on the back table. They look just like this, so you can see them. They're out on the back table. I would call your attention to one point on this card, and that is the address here at the bottom of the card. It is facebook.com/freemansdownunder. It is our Facebook page. That is the best way for you to keep in touch with us. Find us on Facebook, hit the like button, and you'll start getting all of our updates. We send out updates every day, 2 days, things like that. It's very frequent. They're fun things. They're not all ministry. Sometimes you'll have pictures of me standing up here like Amy just took a picture. So you'll probably find, if you go to Facebook, you'll find me standing up here right here in this church preaching probably tomorrow. I will put that on Facebook. But you'll also find other things. Earlier this week, we shared a fun fact about Australia, that there are spiders in Australia that are big enough to eat snakes. And so that got a lot of people talking. A lot of people now are no longer considering coming to Australia to visit us. but anyway, we share fun things like that. We also share informative things about our ministry and about what's going on in Australia. Australia is a relatively conservative country, and right now they're dealing with the same-sex marriage issue. It is currently illegal in Australia, but the government is fighting that. If it were up to the people, and it has been for the past, I don't know how many years, it will remain banned, but the government is trying to get that legalized. And so that has been in the news quite frequently over the last 2 months. Every now and again, when I get an update on that issue, we share it on Facebook. So all sorts of things that you can keep up to date with what's going on in Australia, some fun things, but also what's going on with us as missionaries as well. So I encourage you to find us on Facebook. Also on the back table is an email sign-up list. If you prefer email updates, please sign up on the email updates. We send those every 2 to 3 weeks. They're short, they're sweet, they take you 2 to 3 minutes to read. I will not weigh down your inbox with everyday emails. They will not take you 30 minutes to read each and every day. I won't send you sermons or flowery pictures of verses or anything like that. It's meat. It's about what we're doing. It's about where we're going, and I get right to the point. So if you are interested in email updates, you can sign up there. I briefly mentioned the outfit and passage amount earlier, and that was the second item was giving. There are slips on the back that if you're interested in giving towards our outfit and passage, you can take that, and there's a little box here for single donation. You can just mail that in, or I believe there's instructions on here for how to do it online. So please feel free to take one of those. We have plenty of them. The third item that we mentioned was going and getting involved specifically in our ministry. And there are, I only actually have two of these left, little booklets that look like this. I have one here and one on the table. But these are short-term opportunities available through ABWE. So if you are interested in going on a short-term missions trip, please feel free to take one. But I ask that you only take one if you are seriously interested in doing it, because I only have two books. And so leave those two books for the people who at least would be very interested. Now, if you are interested, don't feel like, oh, I shouldn't take the book. Go ahead, please take it. If you run out of books and you're like, oh, there's no book there, I wanted a book. On this prayer card, there's an email. That's my email. Email me, and I will connect you to the people on the back here is their contact info. I will get you their contact info so that you can ask them what needs that they have. And so those three things that you can do to get involved in our ministry: pray, give, and go. And that's what we're going to be talking about here in Exodus 25, working together, because missions isn't just about the missionary. It's not just about the missionary who goes to a different country and then you never see him again or you never hear from him again. No, it's a partnership. We work together to accomplish a common goal. That goal is to reach the gospel all the way around the world in all nations. And as we look here at Exodus chapter 25, we're going to see a different type of mission. The missions that we have, the missions emphasis, mission, we say missions, missions, missions. It's just a bit of a takeoff of the word commission, because we have the Great Commission. But there's a different sort of a mission here that's taking place in Exodus chapter 25. And this is the mission of building the tabernacle. So we're going to look at the first couple of verses here, Exodus 25 verses 1 through 9. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly, with his heart ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger skins and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it." So the background for this passage, we're in Exodus chapter 25. Recall with me that Exodus chapter 12 is the moment that the book gets its namesake for, the Exodus out of Egypt. Shortly thereafter, they cross the Red Sea. In Exodus chapter 20, the Lord gives the Ten Commandments to Moses. In Exodus 24, Moses comes down out of Mount Sinai to share the covenant with the people, and they say that they will obey and follow the Lord in all that he tells them to do. Shortly after that, Moses heads back up into the mountain and begins to receive this instruction from the Lord, specifically about the crafting, the building of the tabernacle. And as we look at this passage, we are going to see three different groups of people who are involved with the completion of this mission. In verse number 1, we find the first person, that is Moses. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying..." Over the next couple of chapters, the Lord begins to tell Moses what it is that he is to do. I want to highlight those for you. It's all the way through Exodus chapter 30, so I'm not going to read all of it, but I will highlight certain verses. You can follow with me if you would like, or not. I am going to be moving fairly quickly. In verse number 10 of chapter 25, the Lord tells Moses to make the Ark of the Covenant. In verse 23, he's to make the table of showbread. In verse 31, the golden candlestick. In verse 1 of chapter 26, he's to make the curtains for the tabernacle. In verse 1 of chapter 27, he's to make the brazen altar. Verse 9, the court of the tabernacle. Verse 20, he's to gather oil for the golden lampstand. In verse 2 of chapter 28, he's to make the holy garments for Aaron and the Levitical priesthood. Verse 6, he's to make the ephod. Verse 15, the breastplate. In verse 1 of chapter 30, the Lord tells him to make the altar of incense. Verse 18, the laver of brass. And verse 23, he's to gather the spices and the incense for the table of incense. So all of these things the Lord asks Moses to make. And if you're Moses, you might be thinking, "Lord, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of materials. Where am I going to get all of this? How am I going to make it?" Moses was probably thinking, "I'm not a carpenter. I'm a shepherd. I was watching sheep for 40 years, and now you've called me back to be a leader. I don't know how to make this type of stuff. Lord, how can I do all of this?" And missionaries can sometimes feel that same pressure. You see, missionaries are called, and we have a big task that God has given to us. We're going to Australia. We're going to Sydney, a city of 5 million people. How do you begin to reach 5 million people? And I say, thank you, Lord, that you did not ask me to go and to do it alone. I guess I should move this forward, huh? Oops, not pointing at that. There we go, Moses. "You're not calling me to do it alone. Rather, God gave the children of Israel to Moses," which is the second people group that we see that are involved in the building of the tabernacle. Look at verse number 2 of chapter 25. You've got to go back to chapter 25, verse 2. I will read verse number 1 again. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering." And then it lists all of those things that they were to gather. The Lord tells Moses to speak to the children of Israel, because the children of Israel were to have an instrumental part in making the building of the tabernacle a reality. What was it that they were to do? Well, that they were to bring an offering. A quick point that I would like to bring out, or a couple of things I'd like to point out about this passage. First is that they were to give it willingly. As you look at the Bible, you will see two different words when it talks about the gifts that are given. The first word that you will see is the word tithe, and we're familiar with that word. The word tithe was 10% that the children of Israel were supposed to give, and the reason for the tithe was that all of the tribes were given a physical land inheritance except for the Levitical priesthood. The tribe of Levi were given the priesthood, rather, as their inheritance, and so the Lord provided for them through the tithe and through the sacrifices. Certain of the sacrifices they were able to eat to take those home for their family, and so that is how the Lord took care of the tribe of Levi. This is something entirely different. This is an offering. An offering, just by the very term of the word, is something that you offer, something that you do freely, that you do willingly, the verse says at the end. And when we look at 2 Corinthians 9:7, the Lord tells us that he loves a cheerful giver. And that is the attitude that we have to approach whenever we come and we give our time or give our offerings to missions. We have to give it willingly. The next thing that I'd like you to notice is that the Lord didn't ask for more than was needed. All of these things that are listed in verses 3 through 7, the gold, the silver, the brass, the onyx stones, the stones to be set in the ephod, the oil, the spices, sweet incense, all of that, if you recall, was what we just read in chapters 26 through 30. All of those items that Moses was to gather or build are coming from the materials that the Lord is asking for here. And so he's not asking the children to provide any more than was needed to complete the tabernacle. Just the same, missionaries do not ask for any more funds than are needed to accomplish our goal. We told you how expensive Australia is. I told you about our outfit and passage amount. That $58,000 outfit and passage amount was not something that the mission board arbitrarily picked. I didn't pick it either. It's not like I said, you know, I really only need $15,000, but let's ask for $58,000 so that I can have some extra money in my bank account. No, that's not what we do. The $58,000 is exactly what we need for the plane tickets, for the visas, for the shipping container, for the car, for initial setup costs, and we also have a one-month support amount in there that is used as a backup so that whenever we start to lose support, it's inevitable, it happens. And they plan for that. Say we lose $100 a month, we can start pulling it from that backup amount rather than go in the negative and then have to come off the field because we got too low in our support. They have different plans. They have different goals that was very well thought out of, and they're not asking for more than is needed. The third item that I'd like to look at from this passage is that the Lord did not expect one person to give everything. Again, notice what who the Lord asked Moses to speak to. Verse number 2, speak unto the children of Israel. God did not tell Moses to go to Aaron or to go to Hur, to go to Miriam, to go to these people who are perceived as the leaders of the children of Israel. Rather, he told them to speak to the whole congregation, to speak to all of them, because he wanted them all to have a part. Likewise, we are not asking all of you, we are not just asking one person to provide the $58,000. Now, as a quick side note, if you have $58,000 and you'd be interested in giving it to our outfit and passage, I will not refuse it. However, that is not the intention that everybody, that one person would give all of it. Rather, everyone is to have a small part in helping us reach that amount and helping us reach Australia as well. Not just one person or one church is providing all 100% of our support, but all of the body of Christ is to have an input in that. The last item that I'd like you to notice from this passage or from this part is that they were to give out of what they had. Now again, going back a couple of chapters, Exodus chapter 12, whenever the people are leaving Egypt, recall with me what happened. There were 10 plagues, and the last one was the death of the firstborn. And by then, the Egyptians were pretty fed up with the Israelites. They just wanted to get rid of them. They've been asking to leave, and they're like, okay, just leave then. Well, the Lord tells Moses to tell the people of Israel to ask the Egyptians for some gold and to ask them for garments and to ask them for all of these things and that the Egyptians would give it to them. And the Egyptians, in their rush to just get them out of their country, said, fine, here, take it, get out of our country and go. And the Bible tells us that the Israelites spoiled the Egyptians. It's just a fancy word for they took everything that they had. They took them to the cleaners, as some people would say. They took everything. And the Egyptians just gave it to them to get rid of them. Well, now if you're the children of Israel, you're probably tempted to think, wow, look at all the stuff I got. I've never had golden earrings before. I've never had so nice a clothes. Remember, these people were slaves. They've never had this stuff. And they're saying, wow, this is so amazing. But guess what? In a couple of days, the Lord already had a plan for where that stuff was to go. He says, ask them to give the gold, the silver, the brass, the blue, the purple, the scarlet, the fine linen, the goat's hair, the ram's skins dyed red, all of these wonderful things that they thought were theirs. Guess what? The Lord is asking them to give it towards his work. And you know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes God blesses us so that we can then take that blessing and use it for his work and for his glory. And so he's asking us to give out of what we have. You have these little missions cards, I think Pastor was holding up earlier. Do you know that the amount that he's asking you to put on here is not bigger than what you have. Not saying, well, you know, I only make $2,000 a month, but I'm going to put $3,000 a month on here. I'm going to give all of my income plus an extra $1,000. I don't know where it's coming from. Now, he's asking you to give out of what you have, but to give by faith, trusting, you know, maybe it's a little bit more than I'm comfortable with, but, you know, the Lord has given it to me, and I'm going to give it towards his work. And the Lord is asking what we'll give and what we're willing to give for his work and for his mission. We see that here out of this passage in Exodus 25. We've seen, first off, Moses, who God gave a plan, a vision to, who God called, if you would. And we see the children of Israel, who God gave the means to make this a reality. He gave them all of these resources, gave them all of these materials, and now he's asking them to give. There's one final group of people that I want you to take a note at, and you have to turn a couple of chapters, and it's in Exodus chapter 31. Once Moses is finished receiving all that instruction about what he's to build, now the Lord tells him how he's going to build it. And the third group of people are the workmen in verse 1 of chapter 31. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Skip to verse 6. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. And so the Lord specifically gifted two prominent men, as well as others, who are to come alongside Moses and craft these materials. They're the workmen, is what my Bible has as the heading there in chapter 31. I don't know if yours says that or not. But we also use another term, laborer, or fellow laborer, someone who comes alongside to help accomplish a task. In Australia, we will have some fellow laborers like Moses. We have those other missionaries that are there, seven other missionaries to be exact with ABWE, who we will be working with to reach Sydney with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But also beyond that are the short-termers, those who come out and serve in Australia for a short term, getting involved in teaching Bible in the public schools. Again, just to reiterate it, you do not have to have a teaching degree. You do not have to have any experience in teaching. They give you a curriculum. They help you with it. They need bodies, basically, to go in and teach these. So if you are interested in becoming one of our fellow laborers, you can either take one of those booklets or speak to us. We'd certainly love to be able to help you make it to Australia to become a fellow laborer, reaching the gospel in Sydney. So we've seen these three people groups, Moses, who God called and gave the vision to, the children of Israel, who God gave the means to make that a reality, and the workmen who God specifically gifted with the talents and abilities to craft all of those materials. One final verse I'd like to look at with you. It's in Exodus chapter 25 again, back to Exodus 25. Verse number 9. We kind of glanced over it there at the beginning, but I want to give it justice now. Exodus 25, verse 9 says, According to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. First portion of that verse says, According to all that I show thee. The word thee is the word that we use today for you, but the specific grammatical importance here of the word thee is that it is the singular. It's talking to one person. God says, according to all that I show thee, one, you, Moses, you are the one who I have chosen to speak through. You are the one who I have given this plan to. But look at the end of the verse. Even so shall ye make it. That word ye is also the word that we use for you, but that is the plural. Now it says, even so shall ye, all of you, make it. So all of the children of Israel were to have an involvement in making the tabernacle. And so all of the body of Christ are to have an impact and an influence in reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the missionaries, yes, they go, but they go on your behalf. They go for you, and we work together to make that a reality. So I ask you, how is the Lord in asking you to get involved with our ministry today or to get involved with missions? Will you be like Moses? Will you go and become a full-time missionary? Will you be the children of Israel, the body of Christ, who gives, who makes it possible for other missionaries to go? Or will you consider being a fellow laborer who comes alongside, comes out just for a short term, but is still able to work alongside us to help reach Australia? How would the Lord use you today? Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much.